quarterback, obviously. He looks fine. His peace come to America here.
I mean, we had a pretty good handle pretty quickly on the sideline what it was. But you also want to make sure that you run every test known to mankind to make sure that it's nothing more. But it might have been a little different if that had been a regular season game, the way we handled it. But it was preseason, and is what it is.
You guys went ahead and put Javid on PUP today. Can you just explain that move, and how confident are you that he'll be back at some point this year?
Well, that's within the range of where the doctors wanted him to be. So it made it an easy decision for or an easier decision. It's not an easy decision, but it made it an easier decision. But, you know, we'll just wait and see. And, I keep saying he's looked extremely good and all his physical stuff. And as soon as we can get him back and get clearance, we will.
When you say where the doctors want him to be, you mean take a year off, basically, or maybe can expand on what you mean?
Well, no, just the time frame they gave for a potential return. So,
talking about, like, this summer they gave that time frame? Or
that's what time they gave.
Is there
Uncle Michael say a whole lot more?
Can you update the status of Houston, Bentley, and Smith?
Two ankles and a shoulder. You know, I think that, you know, we'll see. We'll see where they get to. It's unlikely that none of them will. Well, it's likely that none of them will play Thursday. But we'll just see what kind of progression we can get them on and everything else. There's nothing that's really long term with any of them.
Logan today, he looked like Logan. You know, just in his
spine. Yeah.
What does he add? You know,
well, you know, he's still not 100% back, but he's physically he's moving very well right now. His ankles hasn't been a problem at all, and he's an open field playmaker for us. And, He's going to be a very important part of our offense.
Because of the struggles or the inconsistencies of the first three preseason games, will that make you want to play certain guys longer, certain units longer in the fourth game where normally maybe you wouldn't even dress them?
No, I don't think any of that would have anything to do with play time. Play time will be decisions that'll be, it won't depend on how a unit's done or different things like that. I mean, I'm always grouchy. I'm grouchy during preseason. I mean, we've done some really good things, but we're trying to chase a higher standard, and we haven't achieved that yet. So I think I'll just.
What is Kevin Barnes?
Thanks for bailing me out of it because I didn't know where else to go with it.
Sorry. Kevin Barnes, what is the end of the secondary?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that until we've passed physicals and all those kind of things. As soon as that happens, then I'll comment.
If you were looking for a cornerback, what would you be looking for?
I think all of our corners, there's things that are important to us. Multi-dimensional ability, be able to play inside, be able to play outside, be able to play special teams. I think if you're a corner that's going to make our roster, those are going to be things that are going to be important to us. Be able to tackle, also be able to cover, be able to play zone, be able to play man. We're looking for multi-dimensional players. We're not looking for one-trick ponies.
You struggled last year to overcome some injuries in the secondary. Do you think you're better prepared for that this year?
I don't know. We'll see. Every year you plan to be, whether or not you can execute it or not, is a lot like executing a game plan. If everything goes according to the game plan, you score every time and hold them every time. But it doesn't always go as planned. But when you say it's funny, when healthy, we have a lot more depth. But right now we're battling some injuries back there. So. We'll see. We're still a couple weeks away from the opener, and it's a long season. It's 16 weeks, and there's a lot of different things that can happen.
How did you like to play the secondary in the first three games?
I don't want to say inconsistent. There's some things we can do better, but we played well in spots. We put some pressure on them. Generally, when we play a preseason game, we try to evaluate our players. It doesn't make sense to sit there and play a lot of cover two where you can't evaluate a corner. So they've had a lot of pressure on him. He played a lot of quarters and single high and man-to-man and all-out blitzes and stuff like that. And we've done well at times. Other times we haven't, you know, we haven't played our best. But I think that we've seen some good things in the secondary.
What do you need to see from the punters this week for to grab that spot?
Yeah, we'll need to see consistent punting, and that's something that we haven't gotten from either guy in the first three games. It's a very important game for both of those guys.
With Bryant, James Bryant gone, does that pretty much solidify Helder's spot as the H-back there?
Yeah, I mean, there was never, at no point was there really competition there. I mean, Wills had done a very good job in his role. Now, you want to have depth and those kind of things, but we're very comfortable with Will playing that role as a lead blocker, but he's also a multi-dimensional player. He can line up on the ball. He can play other tight end positions, and that's something that James really couldn't do.
What was Sean Jones, his inability to master the system?
Sean is a very smart guy, and he picked things up very quickly. But safety position for our team is pretty unique. I won't say unique because there's a lot of teams. It's trending toward that way all across the league. And that for us, movement skills and things like that are more important than, in the box play and stuff like that. And it just didn't work. I didn't fit Sean's strengths. Sean's strengths are, a little bit different than what we were looking for. But he's a veteran guy. He's a smart guy. He picked things up great.
I just have one other question on the injuries in the secondary. I think you talked about this at the combine or someplace before, but it seems like that position there's still a lot of injuries that occur, maybe even more than other places in the NFL. I'm wondering why that is.
Well, traditionally, it is the most injured position. I think you just look at the size of those guys. Our corners, most of our corners probably average between 180, 185 pounds, and just the wide receivers they're going against are 238 pounds and 6'5". And you got to take on pulling guards, you got to take on running backs, you got to take on all kinds of different situations. But you also have to be fast enough to be able to cover the Olympic class speed that is presented on the NFL field. So both of those are sort of, I won't say mutually exclusive, but it's very difficult to be real big at the position and play well. There are a couple guys that are, but they're probably the exception rather than the rule right now. So, those guys. And the thing is, mostly if you're a corner or safety, the collisions that you're getting are built-up speed. And those guys can build a lot of speed, as opposed to a defensive lineman, an offensive lineman. There's not a whole lot of built-up speed there. Linebacker, not a lot of built-up speed, but those other guys are. That's just facts of life in the NFL.
Is it like good safety? Some of the really good ones don't last a long time, or they play 9, 12 games a year, and collisions are just, have to take on?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's the entire reason, but I think that that's part of it. There is a lot of built-up speed there, and there is a lot of big collisions coming from those positions.